And joining us now is the former president of Pakistan, General Pervez Musharraf. Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
In a speech at Rice University in Houston earlier this week, you said that suspending the $800 million in U.S. aid to Pakistan would have disastrous consequences. Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, it will be disastrous against the global war on terror. And also, our relations have always been very good, and they have benefited both the countries, especially Pakistan. I would say that will also have a very, very negative impact all around on Pakistan, as well as the United States, as far as their interest in Afghanistan and the region is concerned.
What I'm sure you know, though, that many people both here in the U.S. and in Pakistan are questioning what exactly is being done with that money. It's been reported that Pakistan's army has given up some of its own tribal areas to groups like the Haqqani Network that target U.S. troops in Afghanistan. It's also been widely reported that the Taliban is operating under the protection of the Pakistani military in some areas. So many people are questioning in both countries, why should that money continue to be delivered?
I think these are statements are by people who don't understand how finances of a country run. If any money comes into Pakistan, it goes into our exchequer, it goes into the state bank. Now, there are no separate wallets lying there that this is American money and this is Pakistan money, this is money coming from World Bank, this is money coming from IMF. All that is one pool, and money is spent on various issues, on various heads. I don't think American money would be spent on maintaining or supporting Haqqani network. I don't think these are very strange accusations.
Well, I don't believe that the accusation is the money is being spent on supporting the Haqqani network. I think rather that it's ineffectual, given that the results, which is in fighting terrorism, are not being achieved. I think that that's the argument.
The main thing is the intent. One has to be concerned with the intentions and overall strategic direction of Pakistan. There is no doubt in my mind that Pakistan is against Al-Qaeda and Taliban. Now, I don't believe at all that they would be supporting Haqqani, but if there is ingress through intelligence into the network, that is the job of any intelligence agency to have ingress in any and every organization. But that doesn't mean that they support. Though I don't think they would be supporting the Haqqani network.
But Americans see that Pakistan recently expelled U.S. military trainers and reportedly has arrested Pakistanis who are suspected of helping to track down Osama bin Laden. That causes Americans, you can understand, I think, why it causes Americans to question whether the government is more interested in punishing people who helped find bin Laden, who helped the Americans, than they are in tracking down these terrorists.
They're not. Now, these are, again, misperceptions. I don't know why anyone has been punished. I did read in a newspaper some doctor has been punished. But I'm very sure the perception that the doctor has been punished because he disclosed about Osama bin Laden, he must have been punished because he did not inform our own intelligence agencies. And he was dealing with a foreign intelligence agency. It is just like a Russian intelligence or KGB operating in the United States and some United States citizen operating or cooperating with Russian intelligence and not cooperating with CIA. In any country, any citizen of a country must cooperate with its own intelligence and not to any foreign intelligence.
Well, Mr. President, I know you've been asked this before, most recently by my colleague Steve Inskeep when you spoke with him earlier, just soon after the raid. But many Americans still don't understand how it is that Osama bin Laden was caught in the middle of a garrison town. Do you have any further insight on this question, how this could happen?
Yes, it could happen. I mean, the doubt is whether there is complicity involved in this or it was a case of negligence and an intelligence lapse. I personally feel it is a case of intelligence lapse. When you say that he was living in comfort in a garrison town, this town is a tourist resort of many, maybe almost about 1 million. And this tourist resort is an open, it's not a garrison walled or barbed wired garrison town, and hotels, educational institutions are all intermingled together. They live together.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, Annapolis, for example, where our Naval Academy is located, is a similar place. It's a lovely town, many visited by many tourists and so forth. But this is also the largest home in the area and had some very unusual habits. And so I think that raises questions.
No, I think, again, I have read in the papers or in the media that this had high walls, many houses, many, many houses, and the Pathan or frontier province people live in houses with high walls. I have seen pictures of that house. I haven't visited that place. I don't see anything abnormal in that house.
Two more questions, Mr. President. You've been generous with your time, and we certainly appreciate it. You know, Americans aren't the only ones who have become skeptical about ongoing aid. For example, Imran Khan, a former cricket star, now a politician in Pakistan, has also argued against Pakistan continuing to accept foreign aid, his argument being that the money really isn't going to help development of civil society in Pakistan. It really gets siphoned off to the ruling elite. Do you think he's wrong?
Well, I think he's wrong. The issue of whether the money is misused at the government level, I won't like to comment on that. Yes, there are charges of extreme corruption at the government level. But to think that this will all be siphoned off and it's useless giving any money to Pakistan, I don't agree with this statement.
So you believe that Pakistan is in fact being effective in fighting Al-Qaeda and in fighting the Taliban? You believe that?
I think they are doing a good job. Look at the successes. Look at what they've achieved in South Waziristan and then Bajor Agency. These are two of the seven tribal agencies. What they achieved in Swat and defeated the Pakistani Taliban in Swat and pushed them out. So these are all the pluses. So we don't count the pluses. And we always think of the negatives, that why they are not acting against Siraj Haqqani and North Waziristan. Now, I would say that, yes, if this doubt is there, Pakistan Army and intelligence should clarify why they are not doing it. And they must convince Americans that their overall intentions and strategy to act against Taliban remains intact. They are doing that. They are suffering the maximum casualties. They have suffered about 4,000 dead. What more do you want from an even ISI has suffered about 300 of its operatives being killed by Taliban. So how are they not operating against Taliban? So there is a misunderstanding involved which needs to be clarified.
And finally, Mr. President, there are rumors that you would like to run for president of Pakistan again. Is that true?
So it's not a rumor. Yes, indeed. I'm going to run. I have got involved in the politics of Pakistan.
And are you, forgive me for asking this, are you indeed eligible to run?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Pervez Musharraf is the former president of Pakistan. He was kind enough to join us from Dallas.